Welcome back to the 2A Ranch Wife podcast, where ranch wife, ag educator, cow lover, Jessica Anderson, shares real-life ranch stories, discusses all things beef, and shares her insight about agriculture. As a passionate advocate and wife to the cow boss, Jessica keeps it real, raw, and genuine. From inspiring cattle tales to telling it straight with all the facts about cattle and agriculture, we're excited to have you along for the ride.
Hey guys, welcome back. Today we are going to talk about something that is kind of a hot topic, and we're going to call it product labels. And the reason I think this is super important to talk about is because when we go to the grocery store, you never know what you're going to find on the label. And so today we're going to spend some time talking about labels, what they mean, especially since we've had some new legislation passed. And what does that mean for the beef industry and you as a consumer? So welcome back. Today, like I said, we are going to talk about product labels. And the one specifically that I want to talk about is called MCOOL, or Mandatory Country Origin of Labeling. So back in December of 2015, MCOOL, that legislation, basically ran its course. The legislation for mandatory country origin of labeling went out of practice in December of 2015 because they never revoted it back into practice. And what it's saying is that in order for something to bear the label of product of the USA, it had to be born, raised, and processed here in the United States. And so that was really great for us American beef producers, because in order for, you know, a steak at the grocery store to say product of the USA, it actually had to be raised, grown, and processed here in the United States. When that legislation lapsed and was no longer in practice, what we have now is beef at the grocery store that bears the product of the USA label, but it actually only has to be processed in the USA, which means they can be importing cattle on the hoof, and as long as it's killed and processed here in the United States, it's still a product of the United States. And so that's kind of an issue, because there's no regulations for how cattle are raised at all. There's only regulations on how that beef is processed when it's here under USDA guidelines. And so you can be having beef from Venezuela or Argentina, or, you know, any imported beef processed here in the United States and bearing that product of the United States label, but really it's not raised and born here. So it's presented a huge problem. It drove prices down horribly, and the big four packers were now able to essentially import cattle for way cheaper than it was to buy cattle from the United States. But as long as they were having it processed here, they could still use that label. Well, on March 11th, the USDA actually passed legislation that said in order for something to have a product of the USA label, once again, it does have to be born, raised, and processed here, which this is a huge, huge, huge win for us. There, we still have a long ways to go, because even though we now have this legislation back in action, products in the grocery store do not have to have a country of origin label on them. But if they're going to have a product of the USA label on them, then it does in fact have to be born, raised, and processed here. So that's good. But there's still some red tape that we need to figure out and go through. So some things I want to talk about are, one is, I'm not saying that beef at the grocery store isn't safe, because we in fact do sell a lot of our calves to grocery store chains. So for example, if you've ever been to Whole Foods before and you've seen the Country Natural Beef label, we've in fact sold calves to that Country Natural Beef label. So grocery store beef is still safe. I'm not saying that it's not safe at all. That's not the case here whatsoever. It's really more understanding, you know, what your labels mean and, you know, how does that impact you? Just like if you were to see the label all natural, you know, there's really no guidelines whatsoever for that label to be on a package. So, you know, it's just kind of knowing where your food is coming from. So really, grocery store beef is safe. The biggest issue is you just don't exactly know where it's coming from anymore. And so that is kind of, you know, caveat emptor, buyer beware. I'm not saying, you know, if you buy beef somewhere at like Whole Foods or say Trader Joe's or something like that, you're probably going to have a little bit better chance of knowing, you know, where it's coming from, like that country natural label. Those are all cattle produced here in the United States. And I mean, really your best bet is if you really want to know where your beef is coming from is to buy it directly from the rancher, because then you're buying it exactly from where, you know, that beef is coming from. You know who's raising it. You can ask the questions of how it's raised and how it's being fed. So the other thing I want to talk about is, so we talked about M-Cool, when it expired, we talked about what we've been currently dealing with. So as far as a producer up until this point, you know, we were really being beat out by imported cattle because they could import cattle from other countries cheaper than they could buy USA grown cattle and still have it processed under that product of the United States label. The problem is that our packing houses, there's four in the United States and they are foreignly owned. And so what that means is essentially it's a monopoly. They can dictate all the prices. They can pretty much do whatever they want to do. And since they're foreignly owned and there's only four of them, as a producer who just raises the beef, we're kind of stuck with, you know, whatever they want to do. So now that this legislation is passed, it's going to be big news for them. They're going to have a lot of things to answer to, and they're going to need to, you know, spend that money on actually born and raised USA beef. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Something else I want to talk about too is there's a difference between buying from a local butcher and then buying directly from a producer or rancher. So local butcher shops are great, and a lot of times they can source local beef too, which is awesome. But a lot of times too, at local butcher shops, they're getting the same beef that you would be buying from, say, Costco or Raley's or any other large contracted place. So, you know, if you go into your local butcher shop and you're like, hey, I'd like you to cut me a ribeye, you might be thinking just since it's a local butcher shop, you're buying local beef, which in fact may not be the case. They might be sourcing from things like US Foods or Allied or, you know, any of those huge conglomerates. And really that beef that they're getting is no different than the beef that's being cut up at like Raley's or Costco or anything like that. So just be cautious of that, that when you are, you know, if you're just going to a local butcher, you're asking like, hey, where's this beef sourced? Where's it raised? Where are you getting it from? Because not all the time are they getting it from local ranchers. Really, if you want to know that it's local and it's coming directly from the source, the best way to do that is to buy directly from the rancher or the farmer and ask them, like, are you raising this cattle? Do you have it from the time it's born to the time it's processed, you know, from birth to plate? And then you'll really know where your beef is coming from. So I know today's kind of a short and sweet episode, but I just thought, you know, talking about this new legislation that just passed and went through is kind of a big deal because M-Cool was huge for ranchers prior to it lapsing in the end of 2015. And since then, we have kind of been with this uphill fight because we have the four packers being owned by foreign companies and they're dictating the prices and what's going on and really have the strong arm on us because they can buy imported cattle cheaper than they can buy cattle here from the United States and just say, you know, it's still product of the USA because it's processed here. Well, now they can't do that. So this is a huge step in the right direction. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out and where it goes from here. One other thing I do want to mention, and this isn't really related to labels, but just as a consumer, you really should be aware of this. The Biden administration a couple weeks ago actually went ahead and signed and passed a bill saying that they were going to import Paraguayan cattle. And so for years and years, Paraguayan cattle have not been imported into the United States because they have a kind of a horrible reputation with being a dirty herd in the sense that they have foot and mouth. And so foot and mouth, if it's brought into the United States, would just be devastating to the, you know, United States beef and herd. It's extremely and highly contagious. They estimate, you know, wiping out 30 to 40% of the U.S. herd because of it. And so for years, we've never imported Paraguayan cattle. Well, the Biden administration, against, you know, recommendations of USDA and RCAF and things like that, went ahead and actually signed that into play. So it makes me a little bit nervous to see what's going to happen with that. But now that they've passed this country origin of labeling again, it'll be really interesting to see what's going on. There's a lot of things to keep your eyes on, you know, heading into the summer months. As far as beef production and prices go, there's been a huge fire in Texas, I guess one of the largest they've ever seen in the United States history. Last I'd heard, it burned almost 2 million acres with a death count of over 10,000 head loss. And so being that our U.S. herd is already in a deficit, that we have 700,000 head of cattle, which is numbers from like the 60s, all that's going to do is drive beef prices up at the grocery store. So it'll be interesting to see how this summer plays out and, you know, what's going to happen with these imported Paraguayan cattle. And with this country origin of labeling, they aren't mandating that products have a country origin label on them, but at least now you cannot have a product of the USA label unless you are actually born and raised here. So that's really, really good. But yeah, well, some crazy stuff going on with the beef industry and kind of just those hot topics and things. But I wanted to bring that to your attention. And just so you know that now, hopefully, I don't know when that's going to go into effect. I know they voted on it on March 11th, but we should be seeing something that, you know, if it says product of the USA, then it has to be born, raised, and processed here. So like always, thank you guys for tuning in. If you have questions, please send them my way and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the 2A Ranch Wife Podcast. Be sure to head on over to the website at www.confessionsfromthe2aranchwife.com for all of today's show notes. Give us a follow on Instagram at 2A Ranch Wife, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss out on an episode. Until next time, thank you. And don't forget to stay in the middle.